Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Sharp breaking the news last week. Brian Sharp of the DNC, who joins us now in the sports bar with Danger Battaglia. Breaking the news last week that SMG is out as managing at Blue Cross Arena. And today, breaking the story that PSE is in. Brian, really appreciate your time. Welcome into the sports bar.
Thanks for having me.
Brian, tell us, first of all, to get everybody caught up to speed here, what led to the decision for the city of Rochester to part ways with SMG?
So they've been seeing the subsidy, taxpayer subsidy of Blue Cross inching upward. It's been kind of a tough year of late. And so they set some, what they say is they set some benchmarks, revenue benchmarks that needed to be reached. Those were not. And so they decided to cut ties and look for someone else who could. Said that this developed over several weeks. And through the budget discussions, because they just put out their budget. The city's budget year began July 1st, and that was a conversation that had developed. SMG said they were caught by surprise, and they disputed the city's assessment, but have essentially are going away quietly.
Well, Brian, I mean, that surprises me that a company would just kind of wave the white flag, go away quietly. Either they're right that they're not making those financial benchmarks, or I guess I'm curious, does SMG, do they have a case to fight back against the city and say, like, no, you know what, we have a contract, and you're the ones that are terminating this contract prematurely?
Yeah, I mean, and this is reading between the lines, but I think just the relationship between the two has soured. They said that the city came to them with more demands. I shouldn't say it's soured, because both of them are essentially saying, look, and the city said SMG could not have been more gracious through this. But for whatever reason, maybe it's just also looking at the writing on the wall, but they realize they're done, and maybe they, you know, can't get the money out of there that they think or hope that they can. It's been one of the longest running contracts, one of their folks said, probably in the nation. When you consider SMG and its predecessors going back, Jeff Calkins has been there for three decades. So there's some continuity that is being lost, some history that's being lost. But now you have the Pegulas apparently coming in who have shown interest in that, have talked about investing, but wanted to control the arena. And now it appears that they, at least on an interim basis, but that gives them a leg up for the long term. Appears that's going to be coming together.
Well, go back to 2016 when the last deal was cut, Brian. Brian Sharp, Democrat and Chronicle, has the story up on the DNC website right now. Pegulan Sports Entertainment didn't respond to that RFP. So,
right.
I mean,
and that surprised the city.
Did it surprise you? Because it doesn't. What changed in the last 2 years? Because if I'm trying to connect dots here, Brian, I mean, we had the report that the, you know, the PSE was looking for other places, and I'm wondering at that time in 2016 if that was the case. At least now I think Amherst fans can take a, you know, really big sigh of relief here that, okay, not only do you got the Pegulas coming in, but this looks like it's going to solidify the future of the Amherst as well.
And I'm not, I mean, we need to see what the interim contract, if and assuming they get this signed in the short term. I mean, I'm hearing we could see this as soon as tomorrow. There was some changes that were made to the contract with SMG that they signed, and I was told there's some further changes that were offered to bring the Pegulas in. So we have to see, you know, if the terms have just become more favorable. You've also got the state commitment, both that's already been made and that we're waiting to see if folks are familiar with this Rock the Riverway, as they're calling it. But there's $50 million that the state has earmarked for riverfront project. Presumably, Blue Cross Arena is going to have a slice of that. So that could also make it a lot more enticing that the Pegulas won't be the only ones ponying up some money. So, like I say, we just got to I think some of the thing will be seeing what is in this interim contract, what the city's been willing to agree to.
Brian, I'm trying to figure out the timeline as to when this all started, this courtship between Blue Cross, between the city of Rochester, Blue Cross Arena's owner, and the Pegulas. And if I'm reading this right, and if I'm thinking about this the right way, the Rock the River Way project was kind of announced earlier this winter.
About five months ago,
right? And when exactly did the Pegulas start to express interest when they had no interest 2 years ago?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. I worked with Sal on this, and he talked to the folks with Pegula Sports, and they said they've been talking with the city for at least 6 months, which that's, if SMG was surprised 2 weeks ago to hear that they were out, they're probably definitely going to be surprised to know that the city has been talking with the Pegulas for 6 months on getting them in here. So that discussion has been, this isn't just something where they had a quick change of heart and decided, for the better of the cause. They've been discussing this, going back and forth, and that, as the city's lawyer said, it got to the point where they figured it was time to put some terms to paper. They've agreed to the broad strokes, and now they're working quickly to finalize the terms.
Brian Sharp, Democrat and Chronicle, the story's up right now. The headline, owner of the Bills and Amherst may start running Blue Cross Arena next month. Brian, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know if you will have the answer to this, but this is, I'm sure, what a lot of sports fans in this town are wondering here. We look at how the Pegulas run that arena in Buffalo, and there's no other sports teams in Buffalo other than their own in that arena. Once upon a time, there was a minor league soccer team, for example. What do you think this means for the future of teams that are not owned by Pegula Sports Entertainment in Rochester, namely the Rochester Nighthawks, the Rochester Razor Sharks, other events that SMG was bringing in that don't have the fingerprints of Pegula Sports?
Yeah, and that is something I can't answer. I don't know. I mean, from a purely financial standpoint, I'm sure you want as many users there as possible. To make the dollars work, but as far as control, ownership, whether they have an interest in those teams as well, that's something I mentioned that not having any idea. So I think that's probably something that we'll see unfold here over the contract that we're talking about right now for them is just 5 months, August 1st through December 31st, is my understanding. And then the city will look at the long term, and presumably over that period we'll get a lot more of a sense of what the Pegulas want to do, what the city's going to do, what the Pegulas want to do with the arena, the teams, and all of those arrangements.
For an interim contract like that, Brian, could the city be shopping around as well while the Pegulas are operating?
They could. I mean, I know they've mentioned, and I forget the name of the firm, there was another firm that was in this 2 years ago, that did actually put in along with SMG. They said they were going to talk to them, but it sort of seems like, I mean, they were saying that when they'd already been months into discussions with Pegulas. So they said they don't have to go out for their long term. They're not going to have to put this out to a open request for proposals of, where anybody can bid. They said that, clearly Pegulas have a leg up, or will have once they're in there. So I think pretty much if we get this thing signed here in the next few days, that we're probably going to be looking at them running the arena in the long term.
Brian Sharp, Democrat and Chronicle, our guest here is Pegula Sports Entertainment in this report that Brian has the interim contract here, if you will, temporary one for 5 months, and we'll see where we're at in 2019. I think a lot of Amherst fans are just wondering, okay, what does this mean for our experience to the Blue Cross Arena? Because Brian, I mean, there was a leak in the roof during the playoffs last year. The horn didn't sound. There are structural issues with the Blue Cross Arena. There's aesthetic issues with the Blue Cross Arena. You mentioned, the Rock the Riverway. There might be some money allocated to that. But, I mean, where do you think this story goes in terms of how we may or may not see the Blue Cross Arena improve under the new management here?
Well, I think that they've got plans both for some initial things to improve restrooms and audio and some of that stuff. Whether that gets done now in the off season, I was told just earlier this week, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether having the Pegulas in there, if that puts things back on track, I don't know. But, yeah, anyone who's been following sees that they have big plans for restaurants and opening things up and putting party pits and everything else in the arena and completely, you know, updating this in terms of the fan experience. I would assume this helps move that forward, because if you have state money coming in, the Pegulas have deep pockets, you know, those things would seem to get a little more real, not a lot more real. But as far as timing and how that breaks down, it's still going to be a while, even if all the money flows in. They've got to design it. They've got to do all that. So it's going to be something that's still, you know, years in the making. But, yeah, I think for Amherst fans that this is probably going to turn out to be a positive, probably for the arena should be a positive. But many details yet to be sorted out.
Brian, I love Blue Cross Arena. But by the time we're talking about all of these renovations from the Rock the Riverway project being completed, the year 2023, I believe Blue Cross Arena will be something like 75 years old.
I'll be happy if I'm alive in 2023.
Yeah. Right. Brian, the Pegulas stepping in now and taking control of Blue Cross Arena. Am I crazy to think that somewhere down the road we could be talking about a brand new arena? Maybe an arena that's a little bit more scalable, a little bit more profitable for whoever's running it and whoever's managing it other than Blue Cross. I mean, let's face it. I mean, 75 years ago, but from then to where we are now, Rochester is a different city. We're a different city than we were 20 years ago, 22 years ago, the last time there was a major renovation to Blue Cross Arena. Is a new arena a pipe dream, or do you think that might be a possibility with PSC now in the picture?
I mean, anything is possible. I've not heard any serious discussion of that. I think folks, at least for the time being, are looking at what can we do to make this arena work. And if the investment goes into this arena, presumably then that pushes out any, you know, you don't want to invest in something and then tear it down. So, I don't know. I mean, if they come in and start really changing that conversation, but so far, at least, you know, my beat is generally covering City Hall. So, in those halls, that's not being discussed.
Well, that's good information. Brian Sharp joining us. Brian, one guy I do like is Jeff Calkins, and he, you know, he's out of a job, I guess, in the short term. What have you heard, you know, in regards to somebody's got to run the arena? I mean, they can't run the arena out of
SMG
Buffalo.
Employees, yeah. In general, right?
Yeah.
I mean, jobs with this change, what does it do to the jobs with Blue Cross Arena?
Well, so SMG said that they have 25 people there. Now the city comes back and says, well, four of those are permanent. The rest of these are contract employees who were brought on, some, you know, not always the same people and as needed basis. There's no, as yet, even today, plan for what happens to those people. I mean, I even ask about, well, what about the ticket booth? Like, that's a thing, you know, people go and buy tickets to CMAC, to, you know, the Kodak Theater up on Ridge, to, you know, get to shows, not just Blue Cross. And I've not heard any definitive plan, or that there is any plan at all, of what happens to those folks. There's no real events going on this month, I don't think. I think they have a couple of folks in there rehearsing right now, but that's supposed to wrap up this week. So if this turns to August 1st for the Pegulas, the city just has to, you know, hope there's no water leaks or something. They're just going to apparently, you know, be there to make sure the doors are locked and everything stays as is until they turn that to the Pegulas, and whether they will pick up the folks who are there or bring in their own folks. Again, I think that's something we're probably going to start learning a lot more in the next few days.
And Brian, I'd be curious to get your opinion. Brian Sharp from the Democrat and Chronicle joining us. As you know, we're sport guys, and this crosses into business a lot. There's another team here in town that's on a hiatus, the Rochester Rhinos. And the owners of the Rhinos, Wendy and David Dworkin, have come on our show and discussed, in their words, how difficult it is to do business with the city of Rochester, as somebody who is in City Hall more than anyone, is that a fair criticism? Do you hear this from other people?
I do. I mean, in terms of the sports and facilities, now they're both shared and competing interests, right? I mean, you have a business entity that wants additional share of tax revenues and hotel motel taxes, and if this person gets a subsidy, I want the subsidy. And then you've got the city that's only got so many tax dollars to throw around, and that's our money, and they're supposed to be safeguarding that, and they've got a whole other bunch of things to do. So not sitting in those negotiations or sitting in those, and knowing if one person is being fair or not, I think you also have to, like I say, factor in the fact that you have at times competing interests, business interests, public-private partnerships are not always seamless. So, but yes, I've heard from other sports groups that, and that goes back even before this administration. So, that's been a bumpy road.
Well, I think it's smart. The Pagulas are coming in, and it certainly opens a door for a partnership between the Pagulas and between the city of Rochester. And Brian, all I could hope for and wish for is that even a fraction of what's been able to get accomplished in downtown Buffalo around Pagulas Key Bank, that maybe we start to see some of that here, along with that Rock the Riverway project money and the area around Blue Cross Arena and the arena itself. It just becomes an approved experience for everybody that wants to check it out.
Yeah, no, I think they could be stepping in at a time when, an opportune time with some momentum going forward for seeing some more changes there beyond just management.
Brian Sharp, investigative reporter covering government here in the city of Rochester. You can read his work at democratandchronicle.com, of course, the DNC. Brian, we really appreciate you carving out some time out of your day. We know how busy you are, and thank you for all the great work you're doing to let us know what's going on at the arena.
All right.
Love it. Brian Sharp, democratandchronicle.com, joining us in the sports bar.
Yeah, this is a really good thing for Amherst fans. The Pagulas didn't come in here on a temporary thing. I think that's just, all right, whatever the deal, the remaining time that was on the SMG deal, and I think it was to the end of the year, that's why it's only a temporary deal. But the city of Rochester, they would be foolish to put out an RFP and take other bidders. I mean, the team, the outfit they have to go with is the outfit that owns the team in that arena, and that's the Pagulas. So now, where does the story go? I want to hear what PSC, what plans they want to see out of that arena. Big, small, or our pipe dream danger that, and again, the analogy that I would draw to this, and we've all been there, okay? Think back to when you had no money and you had your first car and your first car needed a lot of work. Do I want to put all this money into this car, or do I plunk down the money and start payments on a new car? Because you know what? I think it's time for a new car. You know what? It's time for a new car in our town.
And also, by the way, there was an incident where you put money into a stadium.
It's called Silver Stadium.
Yeah.
It was a waste.
Now, I wouldn't want to see this amount of money, if it's $35 million, which I believe is what they have set aside for the Rock the Riverway project, specifically for Blue Cross Arena. I don't want to see that much money go into an arena and then see it torn down some years later. But could you take some of that Rock the Riverway money and some of that Pagula PSE money and come up with a plan, come up with an idea to do more than just renovate the old arena? Or, maybe we're just being greedy, Gene, and maybe that kind of money can actually make a gigantic improvement to what we view as now is a less than favorable fan experience at Blue Cross Arena.
Well, that's why I want to hear the plans. I mean, I'm sure they have their people, their engineers, their designers. What would $35 million get you in improvements at the Blue Cross Arena? Would that change everybody's perception of the arena? Because right now, it needs a lot of work. I'm sorry. Minimal expectation. If I go indoors, I don't want things dripping on me. Okay?
Mighty convenient that August 1st is the day that they take over. They'll be in town for training camp.
Yes.
We get somebody to, if we get our chance with Kim Pagula, if we had an opportunity to talk to Kim, we'll talk to her about the Bills, of course. But yeah, by the way, PSE stepping into Blue Cross Arena, shed some light. Tell us what's going on. Aren't you curious?
What's your vision?
Oh, man. I love it.
This is an exciting day.
It's huge. Yeah. It's an unbelievably exciting day. Gene, this is what we've been banging the drum for all along. The Pegulas sitting at the table with the city of Rochester working harmoniously, hopefully working harmoniously. Now, Brian didn't really, didn't dispute that the city of Rochester is difficult to deal with. They're still difficult to deal with, but maybe, just maybe, the Pegulas coming in and working with the city in tandem to try and develop something around Blue Cross Arena, maybe, just maybe, it leads to, well, just growth that we haven't seen in that area in quite some time. And I'd like a renovation, of course, but a new arena would be unbelievable. Mm-hmm. A new arena, what kind of life would that bring to that part of downtown? Oh, I would walk. I'd walk by that arena every day. Just go for a walk, Gene. Go for a walk and see the arena. Oh, it'd be great. So great job by Brian Sharp breaking that news and staying plugged into what's going on at City Hall. And the news that PSE is, in fact, taking over Blue Cross Arena, managing of Blue Cross Arena.
I'm happy we just get another story to talk about other than LeSean McCoy, but we have the LeSean McCoy developments we'll get to. That's coming up. NFL appetizers, I think we got to scrap it here, Danger, but let me just give you some headlines. New PSL price tags in Vegas for that new stadium announced today, between $20,000 and $75,000 per seat. Yikes. Other story today, Jeff Fisher is going to call one game for Fox in September.
You know what we haven't even had time to discuss?
Oh, my gosh. The story from last night. Marcel.
Marcel Darius.
Marcel, what did you do, allegedly?
Oh, no. Come on. Really? Just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about what a great guy Marcel is.
And fun-loving.
All that he's doing in Haiti for the kids and building schools with his money. And then this. What are we saying? Two counts of alleged?
Yeah, there is a... the allegation against Marcel Darius is that he transferred an STD to a woman and the woman wasn't conscious. That's her allegation.
Egad.
Yeah, that is what we would call not good.
And here we are in Buffalo. Well, I wonder what Jacksonville thinks of Marcel right now. Very similar to how Philly is reacting.
They don't care down there. They're talking about Florida Gators and Georgia Bulldogs. Yeah. They don't care about
You know
that
our stadium has a pool for not just humans, but also for humans and dogs. Thanks, Jacksonville.
Go away.
Got to be known for something. We're going to take a break. Come back. Happy Hour is next. We'll break down more of what's going on with the LeSean McCoy investigation. The latest news developing from the LeSean McCoy investigation. That's on the way in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on AM 950 and 95.7 FM ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.